on this episode of American Shopper.
All right, you want a bike?
Mikey takes to the airwaves to help sell bikes for Paul Jr. Designs.
You guys are competing with your dad.
The heart and soul of the bikes that are built at Orange County Choppers were designed by Paul Jr.
Senior is listening in.
Shut it off, I can't take it.
And he doesn't like what he hears.
It's an embarrassment as a father.
The bike is over here.
So to let off some steam, he and the guys at OCC design and build a ramp.
We're going to make a dummy, and we're going to put Paul Jr.'s face on.
To launch a familiar face sky high. Meanwhile, Junior and his team finally start fabrication on his anti-venom web bike.
This will be the most complicated tank I've ever been involved with.
Nubbly.
And Junior's old friend Nubby joins the team.
Boy, am I glad to see you.
But the pressure cranks up when PJD gets a call from the insurance giant, Geico.
Just got off the phone with Geico, and it looks like they're going to be our first paying customer. But we got to get it done for Sturgis.
Holy crap. I don't really know how we're going to do it.
Is this door open, man? Last time I came here, I was locked out.
Today, Vinny and I are here to do a radio interview and to promote Paul's business and possibly sell a bike on the air.
So what are you going to do? You going to give Coop a pitch, maybe?
I don't know.
Listen, and I mean, that's probably the most important thing on here, right?
It's probably one of the more nerve-wracking things for me.
You know, Mikey's trying to do the old sales pitch and everything, you know, and he could use some assistance. Yeah. So, you know, I think he's going to throw out a sales pitch on the radio to try and really gather some interest, let people know where we are.
What's up, boys? How are you?
Hey, what's up? Wait, Mikey.
Hey, Coop.
Good to see you, brother. Hey, Mike's up in the house.
How are you?
Vinny, what's up? Good to see you.
Good to see you. See you, love.
Are you trying to maybe develop a dreadhead? You have a kind of a dread look happening, Mike.
Well, I'm just not showering right now.
Oh. I knew Mikey and Vinny were going to be on the radio today, so I turned it on.
Hey.
I called Senior in.
Your son's on the radio.
It's a local radio show, and I'm like, Senior, you got to listen to this.
So since last time we spoke, you guys were in here, and of course we had the whole thing with your dad and your brother.
Horribly uncomfortable, by the way.
Vinny and Mikey were on WPDH, and I'm not really sure what the purpose of the radio interview was. I'm really surprised that those guys are there because I know they don't get up that early in the morning, and I guarantee the reason why Paulie didn't go there is because he's still in his boxer shorts eating Fruit Loops.
You have embarked on a new career path, Mike.
Yeah, I'm trying to sell for Paul.
So lay it on me, man. Lay it on me. Sell me the bike.
All right. You want a bike?
I'm looking for a bike.
Do you want to be a billionaire?
Yeah.
Do you want to make money?
Yes.
Good.
Where do I sign?
That's how far I've gotten.
How many sales appointments have you been on?
None.
But
I called three people, and out of the three, two went so-so.
How long did it take him to make three calls?
I don't know.
You were probably on the phone for 15 minutes.
For all three of them, total?
No.
A piece,
yeah.
So far, this you're throwing the bomb, Hail Mary effort to help your brother with the sales. You've invested 45 minutes.
And Paul's been billed.
Oh, my God. If I'm the owner of a company, if that was my guys, I'd be in the car right now, and I'd be over there, and I'd yank him right out of their seat.
Do you guys really think, I mean, this is, you know, we're joking around all this and stuff, but, I mean, you guys are competing with your dad.
Yeah.
But he has the name. He has the brand.
He does.
You know?
How are you guys going to be able to do that? How's Paul Jr. Designs going to be able to compete with the monster that OCC is now?
Monster.
Well, you know, I think, honestly, that business was definitely monster. Built by a bunch of us.
No, I'm not disagreeing with you there, bro.
No, essentially the people
who, you know, they associate with that business are Vinny, myself, my brother, and my father. You know? So we're three-quarters of the equation.
Would your dad try a muscle to try and stop you guys from selling or having people do parts or whatever it is with you guys? Do you think you could run into a situation like that?
Well, no comment there.
Really?
Yeah. You know, when Coop asked us about whether or not there's any kind of sabotage, I just said no comment.
I don't want to speculate at all.
All right.
I don't want to swat the hornet's nest on that situation, so I kind of veered from the questioning.
And I'm going to tell you that the heart and soul and the core of the bikes that are built at Orange County Choppers
were designed by Paul Jr.
So if people want the heart and the guts of what made that business what it is, they come to us.
Shut it off. I can't take it. It's really
just
embarrassing.
Just self-detonating.
I don't even know what to say. I mean,
there's nothing to say. It's silliness, man.
I just listened to the worst radio interview that I've ever heard. It was a total embarrassment. I'm trying to figure out what the point was of the whole thing.
We don't need salesmen. They come to us. Why do they come to us? Because we're Orange County Choppers.
Yeah, we're
not
a team.
Paul Jr. Designs.
We're not one person either. We're an entire team.
It's a joke.
That's what they don't get.
It's a joke. It's an embarrassment as a father. It's an embarrassment as a business person. It's an embarrassment to the world.
I know. You just got. You know what? Success. That's going to be the only thing. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing.
If Mikey wants to be a comedian, let him go down in New York and do a stand-up. That's fine. But to be on a radio and represent your company is totally embarrassing. I'm embarrassing just as a father to listen to my son make a fool out of himself like that. It's embarrassing. Both of those guys got the illusion that they helped build this company. They've been working for me for 20 years. Right. These guys were making huge money, and they decided to walk away. They weren't kicked out. Neither one of them were kicked out.
But they're playing it like that because they want to play underdog.
Here's the deal. Paulie does not want to work here, not because I'm his father, not because he hates working here. The reason why he doesn't work here is because he doesn't want to be under any supervision. He wants to be his own boss so he can get up at 10 o'clock in the morning, come to work, kiss his girlfriend on the cheek, go home at 1, come back at 4,
right,
and be a big shot. Well, nobody's doing nothing. Well, you know what? Let him do it. Let it ride.
If that's what he wants to do, power to him.
Yeah.
But don't tell people you're in competition with us, because that's just being stupid.
If he thought he was in competition with us, he would have built the bike by now. He's scared.
I'm pissed because he left us. We're still here every day.
Yeah, but he always gives the image that
it's the underdog. He was muscled out.
I got rid of him. Yeah,
muscled out. I'm like, come on, man.
It's a joke.
I'm disgusted. I just puked in my mouth. One of the things that bothered me, it kind of hurt my feelings actually, is when Mike said the business was built by him and his brother and his dad and Vinny. It might have been started at the very beginning, but there's been a lot of people that come here every day and pour their heart and soul into these projects, and they can't be forgotten about. You know what I mean? So it's just, that hurts. That's kind of like twisting the knife, and he knows better. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, the way I see things is revenge is going to be in success, and that's what we're going to do. I'm here at 5 a.m. this morning. Vinny's coming here to meet me because we got power coming in today, which means they have to shut it off, and we don't have the luxury of taking the day off. So around 9 o'clock, they're shutting it off. That gives us about hopefully 4.5 hours to get this tank figured out.
You have to remember that we're in competition with OCC, and I just think to kick it off right, I got to build myself a bike, at least for Paul Jr. Designs. So that's kind of exciting because I think we have a huge opportunity to really outdo any of the bikes I've ever built before.
Top of the morning to you.
Top of the morning.
Nothing left to do but do it, right?
Yeah, I think so.
You know, we have a very tricky combination of angles and distances and variables with the shape of the tank.
It's crazy because it's such a curve.
So it's a real trick. But to get something to look extremely one-off custom, you have to go to great lengths.
Wants to still seem close there.
You know, when you're marking a tank like this, it's really good to use a laser because you can't bend a line that comes out of a laser, basically. It's a perfectly straight line. So, if you can get this laser to put a line around the whole shape you're cutting, you're basically going to have a straight cut.
Should I take it off?
Better put another one of them tanks on order.
Really, there's no other way to cut this tank other than with a cutting wheel. The first bikes I ever built were built predominantly with a cutting wheel. As soon as I started cutting that tank, I felt phenomenal. Honestly, and you start to release the tension simply because it's so long in the making. I almost wanted to chop it up the other day, but I know you got to think about it first. So we went through the process, and once we got it all laid out, I couldn't wait to cut it.
It looks really good, actually, just the way it's cut.
I know.
You know, yesterday, Junior was probably maybe a little off, maybe a little rusty, but today, he was dead on. I mean, everything that we were doing, it was like we've been doing this and never stopped.
Friggin' looks like an alien.
I'll tell you what, man, you're not gonna get much better than that.
I just need these as my templates, so we'll save them, but that's a good sign right there that they fit.
I know.
With each other.
Feels good to be fabricating, you know, Vin?
I know.
It's like the first point of actual fabrication.
Yeah.
Power going out right now.
Okay. I mean, it's been 20 months since I built a bike. You know, getting back into it is a little, I have the ideas, so I'm not worried about that. It's just, how do you accomplish it? So I love that process, by the way, because you're not sure how it's going to work. You start getting into it, especially working with Vin. We go back and forth. We figure it out. And it's a tremendous accomplishment because most people would be hacking that tank up and starting over again.
Worked out good.
It really did work out good, man. I hate to say it, but I'm overly impressed with the accuracy.
Here's what I want to do, okay? This is by the roadside, okay? And this is the building over here, all right? What I want to do is I want to make a ramp, and then we're going to try and jump this.
It's been a while since we've really done anything kind of crazy as a group, but after listening to that radio program the other day, I felt that we should do something to demonstrate that we have a real fun shop here.
But what we're going to do is we're going to make a dummy, and we're going to figure out a way to put Paul Jr.'s face on. So it looks like him.
When he's coming home?
The last time we did something like this was at the old shop, and what we did is we built a bike. It had, like, skis on it, and we put it up on the top of the roof of that building. We tied it to my Humber. I just got a good start and pulled the bike off the roof, and the bike actually landed perfectly. And I got to look and see what the distance was, but what I want to do now is create basically the same situation and break that record.
That's why he's not. Where do you want to put the ramp?
I want to put the ramp right here.
And so the bike's going that way?
Bike's going that way.
Okay, so...
Well, where's the Hummer? And where's
the Hummer is right at the top of the crest of that hill, and he's taking off going up that way.
I'm so confused.
Paul Sr. wants to launch, like, an old import bike off a ramp over the ravine, and he wanted to do it by pulling it with his Hummer, and I threw a good idea at him, and I said, well, what if we got two giant rubber bands and we slingshotted it?
He's got it, Steve.
What do you got?
Well, here's what he's saying. He said, here's the ramp, right? You posted a post on top, right? Yeah. The bike is over here, okay? I'm going to back up with this Hummer, and this is going to be hooked here, and this is going to pull it back.
Okay,
then we're going to figure out how to make the release on this.
Right. Yeah.
And when you make the release on that, this bike is going to shoot like a rocket.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I hope so. Now, when do you want to do this?
Today.
Because the Hummer, the bike,
when Senior does something like this and puts a deadline on it, it always sets me behind on other stuff that I'm doing. Mainly, it's my own fault. I get into this, and I love it, and I sink all my time into doing this, and everything else be damned for a while. So... if that's the way it's going to be, as long as he's the one signing the checks and he wants this done, I'm going to make this jump happen for him.
That's the hardest I've laughed in a long time.
Well,
lights are on.
Yeah.
Got lights, got power.
Nice.
ENC's working, wow. Your flow jet's working.
That's great.
You guys should be good to go.
Okay, perfect.
Good deal. Ready?
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Yep, no problem.
Yeah, you know, coming back today after working early this morning, getting quite a bit accomplished, we were stoked to find out that we had power, the kind of power we need to run the machines. In the next couple days, we'll get those machines up and running. Now what I had to do was take the pieces that I cut off, shrink them down without making them shorter. So I cut an X out of them, tacked them all back together, and essentially reinserted them. Now, they're just going to be a dummy for how I'm going to drape my webbing over this so that this tank will get its shape back completely, only have this three-dimensional ghost webbing on each side.
I come bringing some news.
Yeah, what's going on?
It seems that Geico has called. They've expressed interest based on the meeting that we had with them that they want to move forward with a bike.
Okay.
But potentially they want to do it where the unveil is at Sturgis because they really like that idea.
Okay.
So it's something to keep in the back of your mind that it could pull the trigger on during this project.
Okay.
Okay.
If they want a bike, we're going to have to move on it. There's not a lot of time before Sturgis, and that's what we talked about having the unveil.
Yep.
And then we may even unveil this bike there as well then. Then we would have a double unveil.
Right.
Which is fine. We just need a yes or a no in the next day or two.
Okay.
From them.
So that's good
news.
It's really on them, so I'll let you know.
No, it's a good thing, man. If Geico says yes, we get it confirmed, then we're going to have to figure out how to get two bikes done.
If we do have to build this bike for Geico, that means a short deadline for two of the best bikes we've ever built. And, you know, I don't really know how we're going to do it.
We got a lot done today, man. This is a lot. And not just got it done, but it's really done well. Yeah, you know, I'm fired up. Today was a huge win. Yesterday was more about getting this stuff and starting to really figure it out. You know, really, historically, these are the times where my father would be screaming. So in that day of figuring out is when he does a lot of screaming, and then the next day a lot gets done. And he would always think it's him because he's screaming that for some reason it motivated us. But we killed it today. We had no screaming, and it worked out very well. I'm really happy with the progress we made. That was a lot for one day.
Yeah.
And hopefully tomorrow we'll get our frame in. We'll at least be able to look at it. And it's going to be awesome, but it's not going to be easy. When you rush into things is when things don't come out right. They don't look quite right. They're done in kind of a cookie cutter manner or something that's just easy to do. And that's not what we're about here. That's not what we want. And we're going to push the envelope with design. Came in this morning, motor and frame were outside. Frame's really nice. I'm excited about it. Sweet, huh?
Look at that. Looks like the motor too. That's good.
Exactly what we wanted. A real beefy, inch and a half tube, really nice. Simple frame, fairly simple, not too crazy. But what we're going to put on it is what's going to make it go over the top. Look at that, Vince. Dude, that's going to be perfect. We show him plenty of neck on there. No worry, man. With the steering.
You know how risky that is, putting all that work into a tank before you have a frame?
I know. First thing we did was put the front end on, then we put the rear tire on, put the tranny in. We were able to put the actual front tire on, get it in position, put the jacks under it.
Look how tall that tire is.
It's awesome.
And then that gives you the actual stance of the bike, the way it's going to look.
Love that front tire, man.
I know, it's way out there, like it's reaching.
And the rear, but the front, man, that low profile, it's that skin, man, it almost looks like a hard tire.
Once we got that together, the rolling chassis, then we were able to put the gas tank on and mount that. And that's when it starts to really come to life.
Let me hook the ground to it. So when you say the word, I can freaking sting it.
Just standing back looking at the bike, you get excited. I mean, I haven't done this in a while. All those years of building bikes, for this one to be mine and the way it's coming out, and I could envision what it's going to look like. I think people are going to love it, and we're really having a fun time building it.
All right, I'm going to see my boy. I'm going to see the son that I always wanted. Did I tell you that you're the son that I've always wanted?
Yeah, you did tell me.
Is that the way you say that?
Yeah, yeah. That sounds good.
You're the son that I really always wanted.
That's like half a compliment.
The other guys were busy on other projects, so I decided that I was going to have Jason help me on this ramp. In a sense, he's a lot like Paulie, but the difference is that he, as much as he's not there mentally, he's there physically at least.
You just tell me what to do, and I'll listen. I'm gonna try something new.
Shut up.
Wait, listen to me. I'm gonna
go
try
get.
Something
you
new.
Gotta tape measure. No,
go.
Already, you're starting off. Come 13 inches and make a mark. He aggravates me.
You can call me Spanky. I always wanted to be called Spanky.
But I don't know if I could say I'm getting used to it or not, because I really think that it's not good for my blood pressure, because there's something about him.
It's just screwed up.
Oh my God! What do you gotta do that for? Ah, mother. What are you doing? That's enough. No, where the are you going?
I don't know. You see, you're down there saying split the difference.
How much are you sticking out on that side? There's something that I hate about him. There's something that I love about him. It's a love-hate relationship. All I ask you to do is cut a few angles the same side, and you got to write down numbers over here like 3.15, which is 3.8.
You're out of your mind. These are all.
Jason Poole is probably hindering my operation, but I can't do it by myself, so a half a person's better than no person at all.
Over there.
It's hers, right?
Did I hit me?
Get your hands off of that and stop moving this.
Dude, stop hitting me, please. When I'm working with him and he starts freaking out and yelling at me, I do feel like one of his kids. And so I think that's where he kind of relates to that, you know, because there's definitely a void there. I guess I'm the new whipping post in town, which it doesn't bother me. I mean, to work here, you got to have skin as thick as a rhino.
I'm going to take you home with me.
All right. I got adopted. All right. All right. Good luck.
I got it. Yeah. Hey, thanks, buddy.
No, thank you. I think Paul Sr. is my father now.
Nubly. Boy, am I glad to see you. Yeah. What's going on, man? How you been?
What's happening?
Good. Oh, you know, when I was at OCC, Nub did a lot of the paint work for us. Me and Nubby, when it comes to the paint, we're on the same page. We talk about everything. We coordinate. We speak the same language. He's one of the best in the business, and I'm just hoping he's going to paint bikes for me.
So what do you think? You think you're going to be able to paint some bikes for us or what?
What are you making?
It's going to be a web theme. We're calling it Anti-Venom. Kind of, you got a little dig to it.
You have to.
When I talked to him, he sounded a little apprehensive. I'm getting a lot of that. I had to overcome that with Vin, and we're doing good. So people aren't going to get over the fact that I'm not with OCC right away. It's just the way it is.
I mean, it seems calm here. There's no...
It's calm. It's calm. You calmed everyone down before you came.
Like, well, I came down because these guys have been calling me for the past 3 weeks. Want to paint. I've had, you know, reservations about even stopping down, but, you know, maybe third time's a charm. I mean, it's a completely different setting. Maybe the issues that I dealt with down there won't be issues that are here. I don't know. We'll see.
But you don't think I'd be here if it was still like that, right?
That's true.
We're only building like a quarter of what we did before. Just the quality's way up.
Right.
Well, you got to go nuts with the paint.
Yeah, you do. Especially on some of this stuff we're going to be doing, real strong theme stuff. We'll go crazy with the fab, and then the paint's like, you know, you got to have it.
Yep.
Good. I'm glad you came by.
Yeah.
We were like, what's plan B?
Plan B is me and Vin trying to paint a bike. That's ugly.
Plan B. Good boy.
He's got to understand why I'm skeptical, because he was part of that big problem down at OCC. So you just got to see what happens, you know? I'm in a calm state now, so I'm not going to freak out.
You know?
Just give me a heads up.
All right, Robbie.
I'm going too.
Alrighty. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate
it, man. The bottom line is we have a clean slate here. That's all that matters. And I'm able to reunite the old team of guys back together, and everybody's a little bit more mature, a little bit more advanced, and I think a lot more creative, and I don't think there's any stopping us.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
It's the head enchilada here.
You guys got a whole tour bus here, huh? A nice surprise today. We had a tour bus come to the new shop, first tour bus. A bunch of young kids from a vocational school. They're trying to learn practical life skills, and I'm happy to help them out. Just cruising around today or what, huh?
These guys right now are building one chopper in particular that a student of mine is looking to design the front fender.
It's good to see young people interested in these different trades, and I really like to try and encourage them to keep going in that direction.
All right, any questions for Paul Jr., please raise your hand.
Or Michael, for that matter.
Or me, for that matter. I will point you out, and then you're going to ask the question. Let's try to keep some order. And shoot.
I heard you and your father are going to take an go at it with making motorcycles. Is that
well,
true?
Yeah, partially true. Yeah, we're both building. I'm building motorcycles for myself, and he's building motorcycles over there. So technically, we're in a competitive situation. When the one kid started asking me about me and my father, you know, sometimes you got to handle those questions delicately. It's what it is, so there's no sense in sugarcoating it.
How long is your dad doing that process?
Probably 20 years, 30 years. They were excited to see me and Michael. They're excited to hear about the new business and what's going on with OCC and Paul Jr. Designs, and it was good to be able to tell them. What are you guys heading over to the other shop there? Yeah? You gonna check out all my motorcycles over there? Yeah. Huh? One of the kids said they're going down to OCC's headquarters. Take a lot of pictures of those bikes. Yeah. That's 10 years of my work down there. So I think you guys are gonna love what you see. You'll enjoy it. Thanks again. Thanks, guys. Enjoy it, all right? It reminded me, really, that even though it's a new business, this isn't new for me. I've been doing this for a decade.
Right.
And every bike they're going down there to look at, I built. Obviously, it was a group effort, but a large majority of those bikes came directly out of me creatively. And sometimes I forget about that. That was nice.
Yeah.
Where the hell are you guys taking me?
Just close your eyes and follow the sound of my voice.
I'm really curious why you're taking me to a pet shop.
We're getting you a puppy, kiddo.
We're buying goldfish?
Yeah. Whoa, is that Neil?
Yeah, that's a snowflake deal.
That's the coolest deal I've ever seen.
All right, Mike, lay it on me. What are we doing here?
I want to see about spiders, actually.
Yeah, we have a few over here.
Do you?
You looking for a particular one?
Just one that puts a nice patterned web down. So I guess that's just about any spider. Yeah, you know, I had the idea today to come out to the pet shop here and purchase a spider to sort of spin a web inside of a mini little terrarium and maybe inspire my brother to build the best bike possible.
He's a ground burrowing spider, so he'll go on the ground and build a web around his hole.
Okay.
And then there's like a pink toe who will build a web around the branches and leaves.
You're not going to want a ground one, right? Is that why you're doing
shop? We don't want a ground one. Yeah, we want one with like a...
That will build like a nice web across?
Yeah, a nice terrarium.
All right, so you're probably looking for the pink toe right here. Hold on, Mike.
You know, when Mikey told me he wanted to pull me away for something, you know, right away I thought it was kind of maybe something ridiculous or stupid or whatever. But it was actually a good idea.
And he's actually, like I said, one of the more docile species. You can hold this guy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he venomous?
He does have a slight venom, but it's not as dangerous as humans. Like, if you're allergic to bees, you may have an issue or anything like that. But other than that, put your hand flat in front of mine. There you go. And he'll just walk around your hand.
That is awesome.
How's he feel?
How's that feel?
Like a spider, man.
You want to try to hold?
He wants it.
I don't think
Just keep your hand flat like
yeah.
this.
Yeah, he looks poised to strike.
No, he won't.
That's all right.
Just keep your hand flat and I'll...
Just nice and flat. They smell fear.
Mike, you want to do it?
They can smell fear, huh?
Just keep your hand flat.
You're all right. Stop. You got it.
I can't do it.
You can.
Oh, I want
just,
to,
but I'm just not crawls going. Around. That's it. It's fine.
You know, I don't really like spiders. I can't really hold them. I don't like being around them too much. But they are pretty cool, and I can appreciate them. Can you get them to spin
you
gotta
a web? Get that one, man.
He won't do it. He has to do it when he's settled in. This guy hasn't done it yet because he just came in yesterday, okay. But he will. He'll go right across all these branches.
You know, my brother really loves web-themed bikes, and I think there'd be nothing better for him to actually observe a spider in its natural habitat spinning a web.
I don't mind spiders. I never hurt spiders, and he knows that. You know, Mikey bringing me to a pet store to get Junior a spider was kind of a brilliant idea. You know, it's like if we're going to be building all these webs and stuff, to pick out a spider that's going to produce an awesome web, heck, I'm looking forward to seeing it. But as far as building the webs, I think it's awesome. I think Junior's going to love it.
We're letting him out in the truck, just so you know.
Yeah, you know, as much as I love my brother and I want to get this spider for him, I don't want to risk getting bit by any kind of spider. I don't think I'll ever touch it. But I'll love it from afar.
Awesome.
We just had a busload of kids come in from BOCES. They came in to kind of get a feel of what we do. Yeah. They're all young kids, and they want to get somewhat of an outlook of what's in store for them.
Gosh,
I went to BOCES, too, and took welding, just so you know.
Oh, did you really?
But I failed. Don't do that. They basically were asking me about businesses, how you run a business.
Do you get along with your son?
No.
What about Mikey?
No.
No?
I thought Mikey was your favorite son.
You know what? I'll tell you the deal, okay? I'll be totally honest with you. I love my sons, okay? But I run a business here, and if you look around you, all my guys come here at 7 o'clock in the morning, and they work until 4:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever time that they need to. And that's how you run a company. You know, you have to have a passion for what you do. I'm 61 years old. I come here every day. I work, build bikes with these guys, work out upstairs. I'm motivated because I'm passionate about what I do. If you want to be successful, and whether you're building motorcycles or you're building lawnmowers or whatever you're doing, you got to be passionate about what you do. They had stopped at Paulie's previous to coming here, and people still are fans of Mikey and Paulie, mostly Mikey because he has that sense of humor. When you were at Junior's, is any bikes being built there?
Oh, they weren't. Right.
They said it's top secret. You said we have to build it.
He's doing one that said it's top secret, though.
What's that, buddy?
He's doing one that's top secret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is. Basically, the question I asked them while they were over there, if they had any bikes built, and their answer was no. We built five bikes so far for this season. Five. How many did he build? How many is he built?
Who's winning the competition?
I think that these kids, they were curious. They love the bikes and stuff like that. But I think the highlight of of the day was to meet the guys here, including myself. I think that's probably the main reason. One, two, three.
OCG rocks!
Ooh, yeah, that was good. Good.
What you got there, Mikey?
That's your new little buddy.
What is it?
Come on over here. Oh, three
spider hand. He's of the tarantula family.
Yeah, you know, I guess Mikey got me a spider, brought it to me today as a gift. Very interesting.
Does he spin webs?
Yeah.
He does?
He'll spin webs here. We got it for inspiration at a local pet shop.
I appreciate it, man.
Where is he?
I hate spiders.
Can you handle him?
You can hold him.
I had him on my arm.
He's a really docile chap.
You have the nerve to reach him.
Yeah, look at his teeth, though, in there. You can see the little spikers.
Oh, yeah, but he don't mess with you.
Does he have poison?
Not enough to hurt you.
Yeah, you know, Elvis is a little more than just a spider. He's sort of the company mascot. Paul's really big on the web theme stuff. And it's one of the coolest little arachnids I've ever seen in my life.
Need some inspiration. I'm starting webs today.
That's the R&D, baby.
Yeah, is he sure he's not dead? He's not moving.
He might be dead.
We want to get him out?
Yeah.
Wow!
He's scared.
Oh, Ben, go get him.
This guy will spin around, like, all this area. You know, I could tell Junior was really intrigued. I don't think he really wanted to touch it. But I know he's really stoked for it to spin a web because it's an impressive spider, man. It's big. You know, if you saw one of them things in your bed, your pants.
Well, thank you, fellas.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's good inspiration. I need it because I'm starting a webbing today.
Are you really?
Yeah, I'm actually rolling webs right now, so your timing's impeccable. Definitely, I appreciate it. You know, I know Michael was probably big into getting it. And you know where it is? It sits. It's in good shape over there. And hopefully it'll spin a web.
Me and Quinn took a ride up to Senior's house to get the bike that's going to be launched over the canyon. Hey, you guys want
to
be my brakes here?
I'm going to throw them.
Why? You don't got brakes? You know what? The word on the mean streets of Newburgh, the word is Paul Jr. himself is going to launch this import bike off the ramp and over the canyon.
How heavy is this thing? Heavy, dude.
Is it heavy?
Yeah, it's 600 pounds heavy. Launching this thing is like...
Yeah, but you
might as well go get a train. I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that happen.
Let's get this thing inside.
Just push it in and let it fall.
Use the real kickstand.
All right. I think that we pretty much got it wrapped up today. I kind of been on my knees and crawling around all day on the concrete, welding all day, and... I probably did more work today than Paulie's done in a lifetime.
I'll probably make some kind of washer or something on the inside so that this stuff doesn't chafe on the weld. You know, my hat's off to Senior because he's really going to town on this ramp, and we're just about there. He's got all the uprights done, all the structural support, and the thing's rock solid.
The only change in plans is that we're going to use a winch to pull the bike back rather than Senior's Hummer. He wanted to use the Hummer like last time, but we felt it was better and just safer to use the winch.
What clips did that?
I got to make something.
Right.
This ramp has turned into quite a project. It's now 8 feet high, 20 feet long, and we're going to try and launch the bike at least 50 feet.
We got some half-inch mil-spec bungee cord. Right now, we've got 6 ready for each side. I think we're going to try and up that to about 10 ready for each side. Really, this thing is just about ready to go.
Good. Stack it. Yeah, you know, I haven't had to redo anything on the tank so far. Are they that different from side to side, Vin?
They look pretty good, don't they?
I don't believe in luck, but definitely, you know, it's coming back to me slowly but surely.
Which one's higher?
You know, Vin's been a big help in getting everything perfect, and there's just been a lot of variables that have really added to the success thus far of the build.
All right, man. I'll see you tomorrow.
With them, can't live without them. I'll see you mañana.
Okay.
Thanks, Vin.
Everybody's gone home for the day, but since this is my shop, you have to set different standards for yourself. Part of that is working longer hours to be sure the job gets done. That's just part of being your own boss.
want me to order food?
Yeah, what do you want to get?
I don't know. I'll call in somewhere. We'll pick it up on the way home.
Okay.
Kind of too late to pick up something to make.
Yeah, no. We got pierogies, don't we? Do we get pierogies?
Mm-hmm.
We can make them, can't we?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you beat me to the house and start cooking them, and I'll be...
It's a great idea.
Okay?
Yeah, so I can get out of here then.
Okay.
Bye. You're a mess.
I know. All right, I'll see you in a little bit, babe.
All right, bye.
I'm pretty spent. You know, a long day. It was 100 degrees today in the shop. It was a 14-hour day, and we're ready to call it quits. Tomorrow, same thing, and the next day, until we get everything we got to get done. And the tank is just the beginning. We got a front and rear fender, exhausts, a lot of work. I'll go home, sleep for a few hours, come back, and start over again.
Dude, we have so much to do today.
We have a lot going on, and we have even more to do. This morning, I'm finishing up the webbing on the tank for the anti-venom bike. Pretty much everyone just takes a tank and puts it on a bike. This will be the most complicated tank I've ever been involved with. And I think it'll be the most outrageous, most amazing-looking tank as well. I think I'm pretty much done, Vince. Look at that.
That looks great.
Right?
How bad you want to take them off, man? Take them off. Junior got the webbing finished on the tank, and I couldn't wait to see the webs without the template. That's freaking cool, man. It makes you want to whale somebody on the head with it. There's so much time and effort put into getting these webs just right, and of course it's going to look really killer when it's chromed and painted. But just seeing it raw like that, this is one crazy good-looking tank.
Let's bolt them back on. Let's see what we got here. You know, I finished the tank today as far as getting all the webs in and getting the overall look. It still needs to be welded, but the tank is done. I'm very satisfied with it. Well, can you imagine if you did this chrome and then you did a chrome plate in there? It looks incredible. You know, it's hard to tell sometimes when something's raw, but the webbing's incredible. We got a little ways to go yet with the rear fender, front fender, exhaust, but it's a big accomplishment to get the gas tank out of the way. It's just really a matter of welding it up now.
Come on. Use it all. Get the whole thing.
Come on, Johnny.
Yeah, keep her going, John. Just let her keep going.
Today's the big day. We're going to launch the dummy that looks like Junior off the ramp. But first, we're going to do a test run with a watermelon and a bowling ball to make sure that everything works. That was a lot better than I thought, man.
Way to go.
Watermelon.
I am so nervous about this thing because we've waited so long, and everybody's got a different story about how it's going to work. You know, I got the whole shop out here. There's a lot of hours put in this. I busted my hump. I welded the whole thing together. I spent time on my hands and knees to get this thing project on its way. So if it doesn't work, I may cry.
Where's his head?
This dummy is a person in my life, or should I say not in my life right now. You know, I'm hoping that this will create some dialogue. It's all in fun.
Come straight down like a thin line. Now cut it over and then come all the way up.
Hopefully he has a sense of humor that I do. And let's face it, if Mikey and Paul were out here now, they'd be loving it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Look at the look on his face. He's trying to figure out why he's going backwards instead of forward.
Straighten
out. Oh, there it is right there. This is it. Keep it coming back. Keep it coming back.
It jumped the creek.
You were wrong, Steve. You were wrong, Steve. That went how much?
30?
At least. I thought it went pretty well. I expected a little bit more. I think people thought it was going to drop off on the other end. But the main goal is we cleared what we wanted to clear by quite a bit. So I would like to see 50 feet, but we got 30 plus. So I think it was all, you know, all the time and effort we put into it. It panned out to be worth it.
Oh,
What's up?
Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
I need you to take this call for me.
Who is it?
It's Geico.
Okay, I'll take it up here.
Hello. You know, we've been going back and forth with Geico for a little while now. So today was the day that they were supposed to get back to us with their decision. So I knew when I gave Junior the phone that we would know in a matter of moments what direction we'd be going in with Geico.
Michael!
Yeah!
Gather up the troops.
All right, hey guys, come on over.
We're having a huddle?
We're having a huddle. Hi. I have an announcement to make, a very important one. Just got off the phone with Geico, and it looks like they're going to be our first paying customer.
All right.
Yay. Much needed.
Yeah.
You know, it was nice to be able to get the call and have the whole team here today. There's been a few setbacks, and you got to say, hey, look, we don't have a bike. It's nice to be able to come out, gather everyone together, and let them know we got our first paying customer. So that's a relief.
And it don't got to be done until Christmas.
Yeah, right. We got to get it done for Sturgis.
Beautiful.
Two bikes?
Yeah, so that puts us in the two bike category for Sturgis, which is only about 4 weeks away. We'll be building a bike for Geico Power Sports, which is nice. And we'll be unveiling it in Sturgis, South Dakota, as well as the Anti-Venom bike. So it's very ambitious. We're going to have to all be on the same page with everything. And Vin, we're going to have to order double of everything. And start
There's a lot of pages to be on right now.
I know. We might actually bring another lift over here.
You know, Junior came in today and basically told us the Geico build is on. So, you know, holy crap. A lot of work, you know. And both of these got to be done for Sturgis. So I guess it's a reality. And I think it has to be done. There's no way we can not accomplish this. So good and bad.
All right. Excited?
I'm excited. Are you?
I am.
The one that has to do all the work.
Well, I got other people helping me. Odie's going to start
My
working.
My excitement comes on multiple levels.
You know, we were really under the time crunch with all the power problems and some of these other things we were doing. That when we started the first bike for Sturgis, it was already a tough timeline. Now dropping this bike in, it really adds to the time crunch.
Maybe we'll have a barbecue here or something like that to celebrate our first bike.
Cool. You just do that because we'll be here working probably through the night. Yeah. So we'll just...
We'll have a dinner barbecue.
We'll have a dinner
instead
barbecue.
Of a lunch barbecue.
Grinder and a
All right, good deal. Go back to work. We're in business.
All right, awesome.
Congratulations.
You know, you go from trying to get business to all of a sudden you have more business than most people can handle. So it's a good thing. Absolutely. I'm excited. I think it's a huge opportunity, and it's an even bigger challenge.